What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O are in the house, and this is a current affair episode. So we're going to be talking about everything that's been blowing up in the last couple of weeks. But before we get into that, what's up, Big O? It's been a few weeks since we got together. I know since we it's weird, right? We got all these episodes in the can, and then we like... And it's like then we don't shoot every week, and it's like, did I talk to him? Did I talk to him last week?
Yeah, but with the magic of technology, here we are, just for you again.
Right? Boom!
Like boom shakalaka!
Magic. I see you sporting some new headphones. I like those. Where'd you get those? What?
You notice this shit? Yeah. I just got this the other day, man. I didn't think you noticed, but yeah. So normally I'm sporting my Sony noise canceling headphones, but you know, I decided to one up the ante and recently reached out to Amazon and got these One Audio Monitor 6 headphones with huge cups, man.
I like huge cups. Hell yeah. Yeah.
I know you like them double D's, man. But yeah, with the sound of these suckers, they are basically noise canceling. These are studio headphones, so they really, really work good, and you can wear them for hours comfortably. I'm very pleased with it.
That's the good thing about when they, you know, they have more like the more expensive like studio headphones. Everybody's like, oh, why the fuck am I paying for it? Yeah, try wearing it for 2 hours straight without taking them off, and then wear a pair of those like. You know, almost studio grade ones for 2 hours straight, and then tell me how your fucking ears feel after that.
Right. So when I was out there with you, the Beats, man, they felt comfortable, but even those are kind of heavy. That's another huge thing: the weight of the headphones that could bring your head down, and you don't think after about an hour that it would weigh you down, but it does. You look at these bad boys. Yeah. Look how huge the speakers are, too. Right.
Yup. That's like when people ask, well, how can we have so many different kinds of headphones? I'm like, it depends on what I'm wearing them for and how long I'm going to be wearing them, like duration wise. Cause like if I'm mixing or editing, then yeah, I'll put on the heavy duty ones. Yeah. They're a little bit more heavy than the other ones are, but I'm going to hear like every last little thing versus wearing like, you know, the lighter ones. And then I'm going to miss shit.
Right. So if you look, this isn't the set that I got, but it's similar. You got a 6.35 millimeter jack for, you know, amp hookup to your, you know, anything that you're playing for your guitar. If you want to pick it up on your headphones rather than the speaker set, you got the regular 3.5 millimeter jack to go straight to your phone. So right now what I'm sporting is 3.5 millimeter to the headphones and 3.5 to my computer. 3.5. I got a 6.35 adapter that goes to a 3.5, and I got a headset 6.35. I also got one that's 3.5 millimeter jack with a microphone so I could use it as a headset.
Nice.
This is all in one package, and for the low price of $79, it was worth it.
That's not a bad price.
Not at all.
I got one of the studio Beats for that price, but I made my peace with it.
Yeah, well, you know, they are good. But I'll tell you what, man. I was looking online, and I was searching for Beats by Dre, and I saw some original Beats Studio One. And the price was pretty good, and they were clean. But you just don't know when you're ordering online. So that's why I went Amazon. I got a three-year tech coverage on these headphones for like $8 to add to that. So all in all, I'm out $90 for these headphones, studio headphones. Now, I was actually looking at some of the higher-tier headphones, and you're looking anywhere from $400 to $2,000. Mm-hmm. So you get these right here. You're careful with them. They will last. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take these off and show you a little bit about some of the features on here. But if you look at these cups, they are humongous. I mean, the palm of my hand right there. That's so good. Now, one of the downfalls for this is the swinging apertures here. They are kind of loose. So all you have to do is take your time and go nice and slow. Hey, guess what? They'll never break. Don't be an idiot.
I like nice big cups. I like the hand comparison. It's like they said in Weird Science, anything more than a handful and you're risking a sprained thumb.
Yeah, that's right. It's just too big. And you know what? Yeah, we wear bras on our head when we wear these type of headphones. Anywho, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to One Audio. I know they're not listening. They make a good product. I'm really pleased with it. I'm going to go online and let them know how happy I am. And I highly suggest, if you're going to be doing anything with podcasting or in-house studio guitaring, anything that you're going to do, this is the headphone to go to. Now, keep in mind, they have other products that you can wear as you're walking around that are lighter and more comfortable. This is just what I like right now. And when I travel, I'm probably going to use these as well, because they just feel good to me.
Right on. Yeah, that's the one thing about taking these things, the studio beats on the plane, is that it's cool for when you want to wear them, but when you want to take them off, it's like, I don't really want them getting crushed in my bag in the, you know, in the overhead compartment, and I definitely don't want to like be trying to like stuff them in to
watch this.
Whoop. Yeah, they do the studio beats collapse in, or roll in too, but the thing is, they're still, even when you roll them together or you collapse them, they're still bulky. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it, so like the chance of them getting like crushed or like, you know, broken, because they're, you know.
Yeah. The only thing I would like on this is little straps, so I could have like a mini backpack and just put it on.
I've seen that. They make headphone bags like specifically, yeah, like that. But I ended up getting a hard case for them, or like semi hard mm-hmm. case, and then I just clip it to my bag. So if I have to throw it in the overhead or like shove it under the seat, it's fine. Like, it's not gonna get like squashed.
Yeah, I get semi hard cases too whenever I see cups like that. Speaking of semi hard cases, man, you know, this is a current event, right? Our first one for this season 6. And you know what? We're going to start it off with a bang, right? Dave Chappelle, baby.
Right. Got bum rushed on a stage. Took the dude down, kind of. I mean, he says he pushed him. Like, I saw him pushing. Like, you know, he had good form. Then he slipped. But he got up right away. Like, that was fast reflex getting him off that ground. I was like, holy shit. That was pretty fucking fast.
What the actual fuck, right?
He fucking popped back up like fucking ninja style. I was like, whoa, what the fuck, Dave?
Yeah, and then what happened afterwards? Fucking fans are beating the shit out of him.
Everybody got in on that shit. Holy fuck. I saw the pictures and video of his arm like going like this, but in the wrong direction afterwards. Ooh. Yeah, it was like this, but like it was like going forward. You know what I mean? Like it was completely like broken and shit. Yikes. And he was pretty fucked up, but he had a gun on him. Like it was a replica gun, but underneath like the barrel, there was like this flip out attachment, like for it, there was a, like a real knife on there though. So, but in watching the video, and like, I watched a bunch of different ones at like different angles or whatever, it doesn't look like he has it in his hand when he like rushed him though. It looked like he just tried to tackle him at first.
Right.
So, but I didn't see him like, you know, like running over to him, like, you know, in a, like a stabby way, like more like trying to take him down. But
so in high school, I was an offensive lineman, and, you know, his form was pretty good up until the point of contact. He put his head down. And one thing as a lineman, you know, and learn is you never put your head down. Always keep your face up. Keep your body and face trajectory going through. Snap at the hips, pull up and lift up. As you lift up, push away and knock to the ground. This guy's form, 5 out of 10.
I'm going to have to agree with you. Even in martial arts and, you know, fighting, they teach you, you know, keep your eyes on your opponent at all times, you know, like it does you no good to look at the floor, look at his feet, like, you know, and, he disobeyed a pretty, you know, elementary rule. And that was the consequence, that you bad form.
Yeah, bad form, all right. But what the fuck? I mean, you spend good money to go watch a comedian and you get offended so bad that you want to go up and attack him. What did he ever say about you? Did he make a gay joke? Did he make a transsexual joke? What the hell would cause you to try to kill someone over words? Because they're just words.
Somebody made a joke about alopecia?
Hey, get my wife's name out of your goddamn mouth.
And I saw, and it's funny, it was one of the other things we got coming up. I saw a lady that had a Jada Pickett Smith haircut earlier for the student loan stuff, but we'll get to that later.
Right.
So But I mean, it kind of like, what do you think? Do you think that that whole walking up to Chris Rock and slapping him had anything to do with like now people like going to start doing that shit at like shows and concerts?
Well, that's been going on for quite some time, actually. You know, we've seen comedy acts where stand up is going on and you get the heckler in the audience. Well, there's been plenty of instances where people have been just playing out drunk and then just throwing things at the comedians. They have actually attacked people, you know, comedians after the show in the alleyway, you know, outside of the venue. So yeah, it's probably going to still happen. I don't know if it's going to happen more often, but hey man, come on, you know what, if you're going to be offended going to a show, don't fucking go. If you don't like the channel, change the channel, turn off the TV, stop listening to the radio. If you're that, you know, so much of you know, milk toast, go put yourself in a fucking coven and lock the door.
Yeah, like I he, and that's the thing, is he, I don't even think he had really started like his thing yet. I think it was just because there was a lot of other people still on stage and like chaos, and I think maybe that's what dude tried to take advantage of. It was like, okay, everybody's paid attention, you know, over there and over there and over there, and fucking security's not looking, you know, the same security that did a bang up job of catching that fucking replica knife and gun, or replica right. gun and knife going through their metal detectors, spot on. Yes. And you know, like, fuck, here's my chance. Bam. And fucking bum rushes Dave. And then, well, fucking Dave put him down. But at the same time, it's like, where the fuck was security? I mean, like, when dude was trying to jump the barricade, or when, I'm not trying, when he jumped the yeah. fucking barricade, like, what the fuck were they doing?
Like, well, he probably took a page off of Will Smith and keistered that gun.
Yikes.
Yeah, no, man. It's just fucking nuts, man. It's just going to get worse before it gets better. You know, these people, these lily white, you know, chicken people that think that, you know, their words have to be heard and their views have to be known and their feelings that were hurt to suppress something that they believe nobody else should have to go through. Understand this. Some of us people don't have thin skin. Some of us people think it's funny. Hey, I find things offensive and I say some bad things. But you know what I do? I stop. I drop. I roll. I laugh. I move on.
It's called being an adult. It's like what the fucking what the rest of us do on like and it's fucking it's irritating because you hear these people talk about shit like just like that other people, like almost all the entire fucking adults in the world have to do this same shit, but they're gonna fucking complain about it because they're fucking special for some reason. Like, come on, dude. All of us gotta work and clean a house. All of us gotta work and cook food. Like, if you want to eat, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking stupid. And the people that like cry the loudest are the ones that want to listen to the least, or the ones that I think should speak the least. Like, fuck.
You know what? I grew up. I'm kind of old. I'm not over the hill yet. Okay, maybe I'm over the hill by going over 40, but that's besides the point. But in my day and age growing up, I grew up in San Diego. I grew up in El Cajon, and the majority of my teenage years was in, you know, the rural communities in between the southern San Joaquin Valley, in between Bakersfield and Fresno in the Visalia area. So I heard a lot of racist things. I said a lot of racist things, but the reason why I said it was I was stupid. I was listening to words being used, and I used them and assimilated them into my own language. But growing up and being an adult, I realized how bad it was, and I stopped using them. And I'm going to use them right now. So if you don't like it, change the channel, plug your ears, go la, 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 whatever. But growing up as a child, I heard words like fag. I heard words like nigger or negro or porch monkey. I heard these terminologies. And as a child, I had no idea what they meant. I didn't know the, you know, the terms were detrimental to whatever race or whatever people. I heard spick. I heard wop. I heard coon. I heard, you know, dago. I heard a lot of them. And these words, although they were funny to me because they sounded off and everybody was laughing and I thought it was a joke, were bad. As I grew up, I understand that they were bad. So I stopped using them. Guess what? These people that are, you know, acting out, they're not growing up. They're just sticking to one fine point, using it as their affirmation and saying, this is hurting me, therefore I'm going to stop it from hurting you. No one asked for your help.
I feel like I just got out of that tunnel in the Museum of Tolerance where they said all the fucking racist words, and I want to go again.
I really do want to apologize for that. I don't apologize for a lot of things. Those words are bad words, and I will not use them openly towards people that I don't know, number one, and openly towards people I do know, number two. And they were just used as a scope of reference of how I was raised and what I heard as a child. I do not use those words nowadays. So that's the only apology you're going to get from me.
And, you know, I think that going back to, like, what you were getting at earlier, like, everybody thinks that, okay, everybody wants their voice to be heard. Yes. There is people that live within this realm of fucking reality that understand that wanting everything that you say to be heard and that realistically happening, probably not going to happen. Not in every case.
No, you're right.
And it's like, yeah, you can be pissed off. Yeah, you can be whatever about it. But then there's those other people, the ones I find most irritating. And this is those people that think that their ideas are going to be listened to 100% of the time. Right. And even more so than, like, gone along with. And it's not just one age group. Like, I've seen people of all different ages that fall into that category, and it's like, it's fucking even more aggravating when it's somebody that's older, because I'm like, you're this fucking old, you've been alive for fucking ever, and you still haven't learned this shit? Like, come on.
Yeah, you know what, man, it's just fucking nuts. You know, get along, people. You know, Dave Chappelle's not out to kill you or accuse you or to defame you, or, you know, it's just fucking stupid. If you heard that, then I guess you should be in a trial with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. How about that, right?
I heard that.
You know, I heard that defamation trial was going. Did you hear that they had called their last witness for the trial?
Mr. Hanky Ho.
Gosh, Kyle, you smell an awful lot like flowers.
I'm glad they got somebody that knows what the fuck he's talking about. That, you know, and like an actual expert witness.
That's right. Gee, Johnny Depp, why'd you end up with this bitch? That being said, they both were evil towards each other. I'm sure it was counterpart part, you know, back and forth. They were married. I mean, come on, husband and wife. People do crazy, stupid shit, like shit in a bed, like do a body cavity search for cocaine. You know, things happen. What?
He searched for it. He wasn't searching for it. He was going to retrieve it. I'm sure he remembers where he left it.
All I see is fucking Bill Murray in the bottom of the pool going, what? It's a Baby Ruth.
and then I think that now, like, the phrase "I heard that" should take the place of "I'm gonna go take a shit."
I heard that.
Lest we forget, she dropped a deuce in the bed.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And not
Amber
by request.
Heard Johnny, but still pooed in the bed, I'll tell you.
And it's the worst when it's not by request. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Sometimes you pay $40 extra for that.
Well, that's when you're expecting it. I guess it's when you're not expecting it.
Well, Johnny Depp was getting that shit for free.
Two stars, one bed.
Yeah, those satin sheets were ruined, huh?
I mean, I guess it depends. If you're into that kind of thing, then no.
Well, if you guess it depends, then that shit wouldn't have been in the bed. I'm just saying.
Maybe their new fucking spokesperson, she could get a new sponsor.
Yeah, that's right. New Depends diapers for when you shit in the bed of a loved one and he doesn't appreciate it.
That or those wipes.
Oh, God. A One Wipe Charlie's?
Yeah. She could be the spokesperson for One Wipe Charlie's.
Nice, man. Just put a little cloth on your finger, insert, and wipe.
Need to make a quick getaway.
Why am I doing an old woman's English accent?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All of a sudden, we went all Julia Child.
It could be like this. Aquaman 3.
Oh, man. The quest for more toilet paper.
No, the search for Neptune's kiss. Because you know when you get that backsplash, Neptune comes up and goes, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my God. It's just fucking crazy. I mean, everyone's talking about how, you know, the starscape of everybody is just fucking waning away. You know, that Will Smith slap, that this defamation lawsuit that's going against these two is just taking stardom away, and it's just making it less appealing for people to look at these actors, right, and actresses as stars. Do you see that?
I think that it was bullshit that they got to be more, you know, quote unquote important than like everyday ass people to begin with. So I'm kind of for it in a weird way. It's like, good. Like, now I don't have to pay as much to go see these motherfuckers in the movies. Now we don't have to pay as much for their fucking for clothes that they're wearing. You know, like a lot of people don't see the upside to it, but I mean, you're paying almost over $20 to go see a movie. And
yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later, boy.
You know what I mean? I remember when it used to be half of that. Like, if they weren't such a big deal and it was half of that, then fuck it.
So, you know, going to the, you know, losing the stardust for these actors and actresses, I never was one who was like starstruck. Maybe one or two actors or actresses that I really, really like the work that they've done, if that. But I met Charles Barkley in person, you know, notable at the time when I met him playing for the Phoenix Suns and going to, you know, the finals against the Bulls. I actually met him and he offended me right to my face and I loved it. He's such a great guy. You know what? You know, you could talk shit about me anytime. You will not offend me. I love to hear it. But I would rather have met him, which I did, than meeting most of the actors that I see on TV or movies. You know, it's just, I don't see where the thought pattern is that, you know, their, you know, stardom is waning away. I really don't care. You know what? I don't watch all these Amber Heard trials on Pornhub.
Oh, man. That's just, yeah, it's ridiculous how outrageous the price of movies has gotten. You ought to be in pictures.
Yeah, I know, man. So on a separate note, I was trolling Facebook and I saw this casting reach out for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So I decided, what the fuck, you know, I might as well give that a try and see what happens. You know, I'm already a celebrity, so to speak. And I went ahead and put in my information. Well, the next day, as you saw from my text, I got a text notification that they were interested and they wanted to interview me for casting, you know, just for one of the background actors and whatnot. And I figured, oh, hey, this would be cool, you know. So I set up a meeting on Zoom and I attended the meeting and I was promptly given, you know, talks about timeshares. I'm like, what? It wasn't really timeshares, but you get the gist. So rather than talking about, you know, hey, you know, you got a personality or you got this face that we're looking for or anything like that, it was more along the lines of like, we've gotten this group together and we want you to work with us as a talent agency. Just give us $99 and you could start, we could represent you in the start and then $39 a month. I'm like thinking, what the fuck?
Talent agency. when you told me the story, that part stood out the most is talent agency, and I was like, I just picture you walking in and going, have I got the act for you, with like, you know, the kids and the wife and the family dog coming in like behind you and everything. Oh man.
Now, let me tell you something. I got the perfect story for you. I got an act that will sell like hotcakes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I was just like spellbound, like, what the fuck is this? I stayed for the whole thing because I was kind of entertained, but you know, it's just like, you know, if this was for casting, you should have cast people and not hidden the truth, which they did.
I should have known it wasn't legit. I walked in, not one fucking couch to be found.
the only couch I found in there had ripped cushions where the knees went. I mean, I should have seen that as a red flag.
You know what I mean? Have the decency to at least put some brown duct tape over it.
Yeah, going back to our stories, though, about the theaters, man, cost has gone astronomical. Everything's gone astronomical, so to speak. I went to the theaters for the first time in about 5 years. Must have been about 5 years. It could have been three. I might be over-exaggerating. But, yeah, we went to the theaters to go watch the new Fantastic Beasts. Great movie, man. I'll tell you what, I'm still paying for that loan I took just to go see that movie.
I can't honestly remember, like, the last time I was in a... I had gone to, like, an actual, like, movie theater to go watch a movie. It was before the pandemic, for sure.
You probably went in there with hand lotion, right?
No, like, an actual theater. Like, with like, non-private booths. Those I go to all the time.
Right, it's like it costs so much you don't even really think about doing it anymore, right?
And then I went to like the ones that they're like small, they're smaller theaters because they have like Lazy Boy recliners, and right. Then like you can order like food and drink at the seat. So it was one of those. So it was like fucking like $100 to go see the movie.
Exactly. That's what it is anymore. And, you know, we have Harkins and AMC. They're big names in Arizona. Harkins is a local venue and it's huge in Arizona. And they recently did the same thing. They revamped their theaters where they put in recliner seats that were automated. And you can buy burgers, fries, all sorts of things. You can get booze and drink it while you're watching the movie. It's a trip, right?
Yeah. Like, if you're going to pay to go watch a movie, like, if you're already going to pay a lot, you may as well throw in the fucking 20, 30 extra bucks and, like, fucking go all out. Because, I mean, there's a lot worse ways to watch a movie. I'm telling you that.
I'm waiting for the theater that gives the, you know, complimentary lady to sit by your side when you go to theater by yourself. HJ, right in the theater.
Is it Thailand, right? This is where they started those chains?
Yeah, she had the cutest little Adam's apple during the show.
That's a man.
Did you hear that? Didn't feel like a man. She had a strong grip. That's all I have to say.
So, did you hear that fucking Mike Myers is going to make a whole movie out of a line from or a scene from So I Married an Axe Murderer?
What was that?
The Pentaverinth.
The Pentaverinth?
The Pentaverinth. It was the movies like where he's playing the Scottish dad. He's like, Queen, the Queen, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders before he went tits up.
That's right. Yeah, you know, a lot of people, if you haven't seen So I Married an Axe Murderer, go watch it. It's really not too bad, but there are certain areas you're just like cringeworthy. But Mike Myers playing his own father in the show is, you know, some of the take that you'll see later on down the line when he does Austin Powers. And he did a pretty damn good Scottish accent for a Canadian.
That was where we first saw or heard Fat Bastard.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Get in my belly.
Yeah, the same exact voice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I kind of like that movie. But oh, really? I had no idea they were going to do something off of that.
Yeah, the whole storyline is like basically what he summed it up in that scene in So I Married an Axe Murderer, and they when like the trailer starts, it's like it starts in this like fucking meadow, and then all of a sudden like it just starts showing these people in robes and stuff.
I wonder what the scene is for KFC going tits up when they have Taco Bell or A&W in the same building. Interesting. Right? I haven't heard that.
Yeah, no, I just and even that's not going like to the movie. That one's coming out on I think it's on Netflix.
Oh, really? I will look it up. I will definitely look it up.
I'm gonna check it out.
I love me some Mike Myers.
Yep.
You know, I would actually like to see him a movie of his character he did on Saturday Night Live. Dita, would you like to pet my monkey? That would be a great movie nowadays, right?
They do that. They called it Bruno.
That's a little bit different, but similar.
We call it OJ.
gosh, so horrible. Yeah, speaking of some of the movies coming out, if you really want to get laid, Downton Abbey is coming out.
They're making another one of those fucking things?
Well, this is an actual movie. It was a TV series for quite some time. But yeah, you know, the ladies will love it, and they will be moist at the end of it. And I guarantee you some sex, and you might get some anal sex if you're lucky.
Like taking somebody to go see Pearl Harbor or Titanic.
No, if you take someone to see Pearl Harbor, you're just looking to get pegged. If you take someone to see Titanic, you're probably going to do a little bit of docking, if you know what I'm talking about. Downton Abbey, that's English. So you have a pinky up and you might get some punani. But yeah, you know, I'm one to watch some English acting. I love Brit movies and shows, so I might even be, you know, subject to falling into that one too. You know, on that note, one of the biggest blockbusters that we haven't seen that was supposed to come out a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, Top Gun.
Oh, I know, right? That,
yeah,
it got like held up because of the pandemic and everything, the filming and stuff.
Right, so that's been in some select theaters, and they've been reviewing it. It's gotten some high marks on Rotten Tomatoes, and a lot of people are loving it. It's well produced and well written, so there's a lot of good feedback coming back. And I don't care about, you know, Tom Cruise being, you know, Scientologist. I love his movies. I love Top Gun, the original Top Gun. I saw it in theaters when it first came out. I'm wanting to go see this.
I have it on 3D. Yeah, 3D nice. Blu-ray. It looks so fucking cool. Like, cause the planes as the battle scenes are happening are like just hovering in the middle of your fucking living room, like fucking fighting it out.
It's like you can see Goose giving you the international sign of peace, right?
Right. Yeah, it pops out at that part, so it looks like they're like just right in front, like, you know, like in front of the TV, like fucking up. Yep.
Inverted. Yeah, but Maverick is, you know, an aging Tom Cruise. You know, he's passed up all his, you know, rankings to go up. He doesn't want to go up. He wants to be a pilot. He doesn't want to be a commander. He doesn't want to, you know, be the person in charge. He wants to fly the plane. And so now he's teaching the Top Gun, and they all go to war. It's just basically like Iron Eagle back in the 80s. You know, all these
type of war movies.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, these dope type of movies, is they take into action, you know. That's what this is.
I loved how, like, a group of fucking 16-year-olds were able to, like, sneak onto a military base and essentially fucking steal a plane.
Right. But see, they did it smart. They had the genius there who was hacking into the system. We're talking about Iron Eagle now. And then they had the gay guy from the Nerds. He was doing his dances. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the actor's name, but he's a great actor. That was just a stupid pun. But you know, that aside, what do you think about Doctor Strange, which is out in theaters tomorrow? Well, no, Friday, so day after tomorrow.
You know, I'm familiar with the storyline and the comics, but I hadn't seen the first movie that came out, and so everybody now is talking about the second one, and I'm like, fuck, now I gotta go watch it, because then it's gonna be a bunch of fucking spoiler alerts or spoilers when the fucking memes start coming through tomorrow.
Right. So the Spider-Verse, all that, yeah. So I grew up in, like I said earlier, in San Diego, El Cajon area, and one of my family friends, my father and my mother's friends, there were a couple that lived in this apartment complex. Well, there was this the guy from The Simpsons, the comic book nerd, right?
Thank you.
Yes. Get your greasy hands off that side of the comic, or it'll be worthless. There was a guy who lived downstairs, and he had his own comic collection. It looked like wall-to-wall comics, and, you know, it just stunk to high heaven. It was almost like one of those things where, you know, he just lived in shit. But it was comics. All it was just comics. And that's what you smelled, the paper. And he gave me a comic, one of my first comics, and it was Doctor Strange. And I ended up buying a couple more off of him that he had twosies of, like not Aquaman, Nemo. I'm sorry. the Submariner, and I got more into Doctor Strange, and that verse, that multiverse, really, you know, caught me. So I'm really looking into this Doctor Strange. I'm going to go see it, even though I didn't see the Spider-Man episode movie with Doctor Strange.
Hmm. Is so are they all linked together then, like the Spider-Man universe and the
I haven't watched the movie wise, are they
linking those franchises together, or are they
They've been linked together, but what they're doing now is with the Spider-Verse, mm-hmm. that was the first inception of going into the multiverse. Of course, they talked about the multiverse when you watch the Endgame, because he sits there on his rock and he's flashing through all these, you know, different universes and trying to figure out how to defeat Thanos. That was the first thought of it. But when they get into the Spider-Verse and they see the three different Spider-Mans for multiverses actioning together, then that's when you understand that there's more than one universe and how, you know, he can go through it. Now, if you have Disney Plus, you can see What If cartoons that they had on there, or animation. And one of them was when Doctor Strange goes half-cocked into his own multiverse and sees the carnage he causes by going to different realms and changing things up. When you see the things that he can do and the time and, you know, the magic that he controls in that venue, it's just mind-boggling. And, you know, you try to wrap your head around it, and they try to expand it so far that it makes you confused. But some people get it further than I do.
You know what? And now that makes, like, one of the episodes of Rick and Morty that I watch make way more sense. And, like, it makes mm-hmm. it even funnier, because they were, I guess they were making fun of that shit. They were just like, yeah. When Morty took him around and to show him what a gigantic asshole he was, that he left, like, the trail of, like, fucking bullshit that he left behind. And then he, like, starts going through all the different universes where they were at, and showing them how fucked up they all were then.
yes. I caught all those, man. It's so freaking funny. But that's exactly what they were doing. They were going into that multiverse section. And then if you look at Loki, too, they talk about Kang the Conqueror. And he was another tidbit in getting into the multiverse and how different spectrums go. And then now Ant-Man's going to go into the multiverse in his own way. So you get all this stuff, and it's going to correlate. And it's what it's doing is it's working into the mid-70s to late-70s, early-80s, and then the genres then after that go into all these different universes that collide. And this Doctor Strange is supposed to be mind-boggling. Not to mention, they introduce the X-Men into the Marvel universe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm not going to tell you how. It's in some of the trailers, but yeah, they're going to start with X-Men in this.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah, so you got to know your comic book history to know what's going to be happening.
Sounds like a movie I can get on board with.
So, question to you. Mm-hmm. Jester, did you like Sonic the Hedgehog when it first came out?
Like the video game, or?
Well, the video game, of course, back in the 90s. Which you should know that was on Sega. But no, the movie with Jim Carrey.
Oh. Huh? I remember it being very fucking cheesy. Like, just because I liked the game, I won't say I hated it. But I'm going to say that. The whole shitty CGI fucking thing that,
oh my god. So that came out on Facebook. I saw that, and I was one of millions of people that said, no, don't screw up Sonic.
Right? Just like, why?
So I actually like Sonic. I'm, you know, blast from the past. I love the game. I played it nonstop when I first got the Sega system. I got the Sega over the Nintendo at the time, which was, you know, N64, you know, was starting to come in, and the Golden Super Eye. NES and all this other stuff. So.
Yeah, man. I had you had a choice, right? Like, you either went the Sega route, or you continued on with the next generation of the Nintendo, like, console. Right. And so those of us that were fortunate enough to, like, be able to come by both, like, that was a cool time, because there were, you know, then you could get games like Sonic that your friends that were only playing Nintendo couldn't get. Like, they were asked out. And so, like, we got lucky, because we got, like, somebody was selling one at, like, some fucking garage sale. And so we picked it up for way cheap. Mm-hmm. And so we just happened to have both. It like we had to like buy other, like we had to buy the other pieces of it. Like so we just got the console. Like they didn't have the power adapter. They didn't have any controllers. There were no games, but it was like, well, those are relatively cheap in comparison to the whole fucking unit. So,
right.
You know, in the end, we ended up being able to play both. And I think that the 16-bit graphic for Sonic, the first rendition was like better than the CGI in that first fucking movie that came out.
I agree. So, you know, funny fact about that, I found my old Sega console unit and my son cleaned it up, put it together, bought a shitty game, and we started playing it not too long ago.
Nice.
But if you remember back in the console wars, back in the early days of the console wars, what do you remember why Sega was so big at the time and actually was beating out Nintendo?
Madden?
Yeah, that was a little bit later. But during that time, they had NBA Jam.
Oh, yeah.
He's on fire.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I didn't play the. Because like I said, I had both. So, yeah, no shit. That's true.
So that really sold the console. Sonic was the antithesis to Mario's.
Yeah.
Super Mario's.
Yeah. And that was the counterpart.
Yeah, but one thing that Sega had that Nintendo didn't have, and what was that? Can you guess that?
Nope.
Get over here!
No, they made it. They made Mortal Kombat for the N64.
No, they did not. It came out with Sega first. Sega had that rendition of Mortal Kombat for the first year and a half, 2 years before Nintendo even tried to go there. They had blood and gore before. Nintendo didn't want to do that. They didn't want no blood and gore.
Oh, that part I remember. Like it was gray when the blood would come out, or like green, because I guess apparently green blood is okay, but
red blood is bad.
Yeah, and so I do remember that, but. Yeah, no, they. So Sega came out with it first. They had it on both, though. And I remember playing it mostly in the arcade, though.
Yeah, so they didn't. Super Nintendo did not, or Nintendo, actually, did not have Mortal Kombat for the longest time. They just would not have blood and gore. They would not have this action fighting that would show killing, maiming, destroying, or anything like that. But Sega was like, hell yeah, we'll do that. And then you'd watch the commercials and be, Sega! You know, and then next thing you know, you see all the Mortal Kombat commercials. And I remember getting it when it first came out, not the Sega system, but when Mortal Kombat first came out, that was my first game on my first system with Sega, you know, and then after I got the Sonic the Hedgehog and other things with it.
And what's stupid about that is that they were like, oh, no blood and gore, but in the Street Fighter games, which they had been carrying since Super Nintendo, even in Champions Edition, at the end of the round, the loser, they show them all fucked up, like all bloody and stuff. So I'm like,
yeah,
what's the fucking difference?
Yeah, you're not really hurting anything. But then going back onto our subject, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is coming out.
I mean, I'll check it out, but I'm not hopeful.
So I'm not going to sell you on this, huh? I don't know. Jim Carrey looking like Dr. Eggman, he looks like he's doing a good job. And I saw some of the outtakes and some of the clips from the part two. He's doing a kick-ass job. And if they keep along the storyline like they did the first one, not the bad Sonic, but you know what I'm talking about. We're going to see Knuckles. We're going to see a couple other characters in there that we saw in the actual game. Tails.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, so I mean, they're gonna go off, because Jim Carrey's not gonna be doing any more films for the near future. He's retiring. He's already said so. So Sonic 2 is probably gonna be one of his last movies, if not the last. We don't know just yet, for a while.
You know, I think they should redo Roger Rabbit with like modern technology, and then have Jim Carrey be Judge Dredd. Judge Doom. Sorry.
Oh, Doom. Yeah.
Judge Doom. That's a wrong judge.
Yeah, but you know, did you ever watch Twilight, the motion picture?
I'm straight. That's the other cousin.
No, I'm not talking about Cookie. There's a episode that they revamp from the original Twilight series where the kid who wants anything, he wishes it. And he wishes a rabbit, an evil rabbit with long teeth and just skinny bones and just rattling like crazy. That would be freaking awesome to see that as Roger Rabbit.
the jackalope.
Yeah, the jackalope.
So, and was it just me or in the talking about video game movies real quick, did the Goombas in the Super Mario Brothers from the 90s look like Shaq, or was that just me?
Listen here, buddy. Don't be looking at me. I'm just a Goomba. I'm going to be dancing around in this elevator.
John Leguizamo and God, I can't think of his name from Roger Rabbit. Those two were playing the Mario Brothers.
Yep. Bob, was it Bob Hoskins?
Yeah, Bob Hoskins. There you go. Yeah, so that, you know, Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, the Mario Brothers. But going back really quick to the whole Roger Rabbit thing, you know, Twilight Zone, the movie, you know, that really stuck into my head. I mean, how would you like to see Roger Rabbit coming out as you like, please? Right? That's the stuff of nightmares right there. I love it.
Who framed Roger Rabbit? Fuck, Freddy Krueger?
Exactly.
And release it around October or in November and say it's not a Halloween movie.
Talk about Easter, man. Jesus Christ.
That'll piss people off more than the Die Hard it's not a Christmas movie debate or the debate over whether people should pay back their fucking loans on their own without dipping into my tax money.
The government has cut your asses officially off.
Oh, man. And now they're trying to do some relief thing. And it's like, I get it, but there should be guidelines. Like, are you employed? That's how you like it to determine eligibility. Because if it's somebody that's employed in the field that they got their degree in and they're, you know, okay, and they're in need of help, all right. I could see the merit in some of that. But not if you're fucking not employed and not even working in the field that you spent all that money on. Like, if that's the case, then pay your own shit back. Like,
I could do you one better. I went to tech school. I got a computer associate's degree in computer electronics. I paid $10,000 on a loan for that. I got a stipend from the government, and that was a cost of living. And I subsequently blew that on a brand new CD player at the time that cost around $250, which you could get now for $30. And I paid it off 10 years ago. Yeah, I paid off my own loan. The government didn't help me. So if you're going to go to school and you're going to take all these loans, guess what? You're going to have to foot the bill for it. So if you go to college and you don't have an idea of what you're going to do and you waste your time, guess what? You're still going to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, and then so that's the debate. It's like a lot of people saying that people should pay off their own shit, and then a lot of people saying that yeah, because the pandemic royally screwed everybody, that, you know, people should be helping people. And like, I get it to an extent, but I mean, within reason. Like, I'm all for fucking eliminating dumbasses from the world and like paying for college or helping pay for a portion of college, you know, to do that is, you know, like taking one for the team or, you know, throwing in on the cause, which, you know, I'm like not opposed to, but not just somebody that just like in like you said, didn't know what they were going to do after college and then wasted all that fucking time and money to be doing nothing with it, and then to turn around and say, well, I need help paying for, you know, paying off something that I didn't think all the way through. You know what I mean? I could have fucking thought it through at community college for a lot cheaper and then finished up at, you know, once I decided what I knew what I was going to do, then, you know, do that, the expensive one. But still, like, even then, I don't know.
Well, I'm working in the field that I actually got trained for. Pay me back my $10,000 from 30 years ago that I had to pay on my own pocket. I'll be happy then. Better yet, get a freaking clue. My son actually put himself through community college. He paid a lot. He got straight A's through there, and you know, I'm so proud of the kid. But he couldn't find anything in what he was trained in, what he got the regular degree in. So he started working at furniture store. You know, he's doing good. He worked at an Amazon warehouse. They screwed him over. All sorts of different things he was doing. I recently got him into the workforce where I'm at, and he's excelling. He's not trained one iota in what I am doing, but he's doing the job. And not only that, guess what? He paid his own way through school, so he has no student debt. I tell you what, if you want to get training, if you want to get schooling, that's great. I am happy for you. You should do that. However, with the current state of any college, they are out for your money. And if you can't see that and you just go in blindly to give them hundreds of thousands of dollars, that's your fault. You know what? We need more welders. We need more engineers. We need more people that can build things and create things that will last. We don't need more people that sits around and complains about everything, points fingers, and then puts blame on everyone but themselves.
True, true, very true.
That's all I have to say about that.
Right? It's like, how are you... how are you not able to like pay shit off? I mean, like, get, if you invested that much, you know, money into a skill or a trade that was, you know, supposed to make you enough money to pay that fucking loan off and then some, mm-hmm. like, were you not that good at it? Did you pick the wrong field? Was it not for you? I mean.
What's asinine is the colleges are charging a huge sum for people to learn how to be teachers. And what are they getting for their income? Next to nothing. So why is it worth it going to get trained to be a teacher?
Right. Exactly. I'm like, fuck, that's, you know, like it everybody's so like, oh, education this and education that. And I was like, well, why don't you pay those motherfuckers a little bit more then? Like,
yeah, you know what? Get some education and then learn about Roe v. Wade, you know, and actually have a standpoint.
That's another thing that's been blowing up all over, like, everywhere.
This, I mean, like, what the actual fuck, right?
How long is that shit? What's the difference between a cow and Roe v. Wade?
I'll tell you what, you know what? People are on both sides of this venue. They've been like this, you know, tearing each other apart for, what, 40 years, roughly. And it's just asinine. And to have to go to the Supreme Court to actually say what they have to say about this, it's just, I mean, come on, really? Let's use some common sense. And now they're going to leave it up to the state? Forget about it. Now it's going to be all torn apart.
You see how well all the other shit worked out that was left up to the state.
You know what? Planned Parenthood, for all the faults that they have, actually have a good service. We don't need this many stupid people in this world. We're already living in a world of idiocracy, and it's just going to get worse if we put more children that are stupid into it.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, maybe like, let's give a couple generations, let the herd thin out just a little bit. I mean, I don't know about you, but when we go back to the buffet lines, I wouldn't mind a little extra elbow room.
Well, you know, we're one step away from Macho Grande, you know, Bill Grande as the president, because Biden is right next to that. You know what? Brando has got electrolytes. I just say, man, you know, have your view, have your stance. Don't try to kill someone over your view or stance. Have an open dialect, have an open conversation. Understand people don't agree with you. Move on, live your own life, and stop worrying about the silly shit. And guess what? If you need an abortion you can't get in America, just go down to Mexico.
Your one stop shop.
That's right. Oh, listen, senora. Yeah, we're next. We're going to go ahead and use that cold anger. We'll get you clean. That's my worst rendition.
Kick open the door. Now serving number 53. That's 53. 53.
Oh, shit. 53. Oh, hey, what's all the bells for? Oh, that's right. You're number 53. You get free tacos. Yeah, I mean, come on, people. I mean, really? The states can barely handle their own, let alone, you know, work their way around top matters such as this. Look, it's a woman's right. She's the one giving birth, all right? The baby's in her. Who am I to say you can't have that baby or you should have that baby? Your choice. Have your choice, okay? Just don't do it while the baby comes out.
Yeah, I get before like a certain time period, but like when it starts getting to after that, where it starts to become unreasonable, and it's like, all right, just put the fucking thing up for adoption. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they have all these centers where like you just like basically drop the kid off, ring a doorbell, and then bail, and like no questions asked. You know what I mean? So like. Yeah, like I agree with you. It's like it's their choice. Like if they're gonna do it, they're gonna do it. If they're not gonna do it, then you know didn't get lucky. Then like that's on you. Should have worked.
Well, I don't mean
it
to sound cold and callous. You know, I agree with you. You know, I probably wasn't clear in how I said it, but yeah, you know what? After a certain time, sure, you can't have an abortion. I mean, if it's 33 years old and Will Ferrell coming out of your vagina, of course you can't kill him right there. You have to let him live. Especially when he wants to borrow the car keys and go out with his best friend, Tracy Morgan.
Mother Meatloaf. What
now? Oh, my gosh. But, you know, let's have some common decency and some understanding here. Some people weren't made to have children and not smart enough to pass good genetics over. You know, I have my problem issues every now and then. I sometimes wonder if I should have been, you know, not passed through the lottery pool of genes. But, you know, I made it. So here I am. And we're on this podcast. So enjoy it.
Amen to that.
Hallelujah.
And with season 6 in full effect, we are having a great time. And we're going to keep this one going strong. We got a bunch of new episodes that we've already shot, and we've got even more that we're still going to be recording before we take that break and get on into, believe it or not, season 7. Yep, we're already thinking and planning. So, but we're going to go ahead and get through this season first. We got a lot of good stuff coming still. Don't forget to check out all of our social medias where we've been on there a lot lately with, you know, being on a sort of a break because we have a bunch of episodes already recorded and edited and ready to go for you. So we're still going to be on there. So catch us, say what's up. And we are going to be getting up out of here for tonight, but we are going to be back with our regular scheduled programming this next week. And so until then,
if a cunt smoked your last blunt, if work makes you feel like a jerk, if you need more humor in your life, just look at Rice and Beans.